Hi, good evening, guys. This is Lydia, and I'm back on my sickle cell journey. Before we go any further, I would like to really apologize from the bottom of my heart for the long break I took. It was not intentional at all. I had phone issues. Then my phone issues lingered for a while, but then I got it sorted out. After sorting it out, work was really busy, so I was overwhelmed with work. But then after I got sorted with work, also procrastination sets in. Sometimes I would say I want to record an episode, and then I find myself watching movies or doing something else I'm not supposed to be doing at that set time. So I am really sorry for the very long break I took. So I am back, and I hope I don't backslid again. So I am back, so let's do this. So today we are going to be talking about sickle cell and weight gain. A lot of people with sickle cell are mostly known to be skinny and thin. Like me, I have been thin all my life. Though there are still some people with sickle cell who are not skinny or thin. This is what we call an exception to the rule. It's mostly a 2% out of 10% kind of statistics. I personally know someone with sickle cell, but this guy is fat and looks very healthy. So there are exceptions, but the skinny ones are the majority. And because I fall into the majority, let's talk about it. Historically, many children and adults with sickle cell are known to be underweight, suffer from slow or stunted growth. Not because they don't eat or something like that, because me, I am a foodie with a capital letter F. As a young girl growing up, I was in a clique of 5. As at just 2, my clique members were already growing breasts and seeing their period, but mine was what we called delayed gratification. And to be honest, it made me sad. I remember buying a foam bra just to feel among, even when there was no breast for the bra to hold. But thank God for God. They said delay is not denial. I finally saw my period at age 16. Brethren, I bought biscuit and I shared for children in my compound that day. To me, it was answered prayer. And I finally got breasts too, but I can't remember the year exactly though. So the growth retardation in people with sickle cell disease is as a result of zinc deficiency. Many people with the disease are known to suffer from this zinc deficiency without them even knowing. To be honest, I didn't know this was the cause of slow growth in people with sickle cell disease until now. So we are on the same page. And most parents don't or didn't even know about this. But I bring you good news. Yes, I am a bearer of good news. So zinc deficiency can be corrected from when the child starts growing up by using zinc supplements and eating food or fruits that contain zinc, such as meat, beans, seeds, nuts, dairy foods like cheese, milk, egg, whole grains like wheat, rice, oats, vegetables, potatoes, green beans, and dark chocolate. I know this is a sweet tooth kind of food, but it is advised because it contains about 3.3 milligrams of zinc and about 600 calories. So with dark chocolate, you are not only correcting zinc deficiency, but using it to also gain weight because it is a high calorie food. In a layman language, the reason you have growth retardation as a person with sickle cell disease is because, just like we prioritize important tasks in our life, our body prioritizes tasks too. For your body, it is more important to produce red blood cells than to go about making you add weight. So it spends most of its valuable time making red blood cells to keep you alive, of course. So it really has free time to play. By play, I mean doing other tasks like growth and weight gain. So that is where teamwork comes into play. We have to help our body to grow by eating healthy, eating from a rainbow of fruits, vegetables paired with grains, proteins such as eggs, fish, chicken. Eat plenty of calcium-rich foods such as low-fat or full cream milk, yogurt, cheese, soy milk, and fruit juice. The best way to correct growth in general in people with sickle cell disease is to eat a varied, balanced diet. Or you can also make protein shake smoothies too, with full cream milk, banana, soy milk, peanut butter, and avocado. Blend all and drink morning and night. It's healthy, filling, and can make you add weight. Personally, at some point when I was looking for ways to add weight, I used there's this syrup I was using. It's called Apitamine. I took it for about a month and I really gained weight. So it was really helpful. I really gained weight. So if you are looking for a fast way to gain weight as a person with sickle cell disease, Apitamine is not so bad, but this is a drug. So I won't just ask you to just go to the pharmacy and buy. I'll ask you to ask your doctor first if it's healthy for you to take. So if you know you want to take Apitamine, please ask your doctor first if you should take it before going ahead to take it. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I really hope there will be no more breaks. I really hope this continues like that. So I hope you really enjoyed today's episode. Stay tuned, and I pray I bring you a more interesting and educative episode next week. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great night. Bye.